Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take three deep breaths, then we will be intentional that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Hold. Attention down into your heart, into the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Take our third and final deep breath in. Let us be intentional that we are consciously choosing to commune with the ground of me, the absolute mystery of God in us as us, for the next 9 or 10 minutes. Inhale. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 33 from Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mill. Rejoice in the beloved, O you holy ones. Praise is a grace of the loving. Praise the beloved with strings and reeds. Give praise in dance and leaps. Sing a new song and shout with joyful heart. For the work of the Creator is truth, and all creation reflects the faithfulness of the Beloved. Justice and mercy we render to the Holy One, to the universe filled with love divine. Through love consciousness the heavens and earth were created, and all who dwell on earth by the Creator's breath of life. All creation, from the distant stars to the depths of the seas, is held together by the oneness of love. May all the earth reverence the Beloved. May everyone stand in awe of love. For when the Beloved speaks, it comes to pass. As love's way guides and directs, thus it stands. Without love, the nation's counsel comes to nothing. The plans of the people are futile. The counsel of the Creator is eternal, available to every generation. Blessed are the nations that listen in silence and make decisions with wisdom's counsel. Blessed are all people who respond to love's way. For the Beloved dwells in every heart that is open and receptive. Into our hands, into our hearts, does the beloved surrender, that we might do with love what we will? Do we not know that the nations are not saved by military might, just as generals are not saved by their own strength? All such arms are the outward expression of greed and fearful hearts. They will reap only despair, death, and destruction. Behold, the love of the beloved is stronger than 10,000 bombs, more to be desired than the wealth of all nations. Do we not know that to dwell in the heart of the beloved is the promise to every nation, the birthright of all people, the journey to life eternal? Our souls yearn for the beloved, for peace, joy, and assurance. Then will our hearts be glad and sing songs of gratitude, praising the name of the Holy One. May every nation come to live in the steadfast love and wisdom of the Spirit of Truth. May all peoples work with love divine. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into communion with you at this time, let us be reminded that love is the reason for our being. Let us remember that we are made in the image and likeness of love, that we are here to express love and to experience love. For love is the originating essence that permeates in and through and as us. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, as we remember our divine nature, that is love, let us behold it in those that frustrate us, that irritate us, that anger us. Let us remember to see your divine presence, that is love, in and through all situations, in and through all people, in and through all conditions. When we forget it for ourselves, touch and stir our hearts, that we may be remembering to love and honor our bodies, our physical form, for it is the body temple which houses the essence of love that is your spirit. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, for everything that is happening across our globe at this time, Our planet seems to be filled with so much stuff, so much need, so much wanting. You know the individual needs of each and every one of us. For those that are still dealing with the effects of floods, or drought, or locusts, for those that are seeking refuge in other countries, risking life and limb to find freedom, for those that are imprisoned falsely, for those that are seeking democracy, for every need that this human beings that we are have, I know you will not fail to bless. For truly we are here to express and experience the fullness of who we are and whose we are. Touch our hearts, touch our minds, that we may remember this truth and be willing vessels to do whatever is needed to bring peace and love here on earth. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence, we take a moment just to rest in the silence of your spirit, in the silence of our being. For anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom that contains all peace, all love, all joy, all happiness. for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies. We are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as you allow that prayer to resonate within your being. As I unmute the phones for our daily affirmation. Repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without,
radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed, happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again for Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.